Nikki Wicks is back in the country after her Balinese adventure. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you so much. My timing is impeccable because you're right. The sporting nation of ours. It is fantastic at the moment. I'm as excited as you, I've got to tell you.
You had a good trip? You enjoyed yourself?
Had a fantastic trip. You know, Bali was amazing. And, it's always a very beautiful time over there. And, as I was just saying to your producer, Helen, I always love coming home. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But I never do that. I really never do that post-holiday blues thing. And I come home, I'm excited to be home. I love it because it's cold here, and so I'm kind of enjoying that for the moment. That'll probably wear off in 5 minutes, but we'll see.
Yeah, it is cold here. It is certainly a lot colder than Bali. It is good soup weather.
It is. This is the thing. You know, I've been sweating it out over there, so to come home and find a really good reason to be whipping up some bowls of soup, I'm like, oh, this is deliriously good. Good soup weather, fantastic soup weather, and I don't know about you, but I like a good fast soup, you know, that you can throw together, because when I want soup, I want it now. And there's sort of two categories, really. You've got the soups that contain grains and pulses, like, you know, sort of barley, split peas, lentils, and they take a bit of planning, plus a beautiful big ham hock, for example. And they're a really big slow cook, and they're even better the second day sort of thing. Whereas a fast cook like this one that I've got for us this morning, this beautiful spinach and hazelnut soup, you know, you think you want soup, and 20 minutes later, you've got soup. And I love that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So here you go.
Yeah, run us through it.
First of all, make a little sort of base, if you like. So heat a splash of olive oil in a big saucepan, and saute off. I take half a leek and roughly chop that. You could use an onion if you don't have a leek, and some celery. And I just find that celery is a critical element in a soup because it gives it a really good base flavour. Take a stick of that and just roughly chop it. We are going to end up putting this all through a food processor, so you don't have to be pedantic about your chopping. And just fry those off until they're softened. Then add a whole lot of spinach. And I take 400 grams, which is one of those really big packets and a bit of lovely spinach. You can take the stalks out if you want, but I don't bother. It's a good flavour in there. And then throw 2 cups of vegetable stock over that. Or you can use water here, Jack. So if you're using water, no problem at all. You'll still have plenty of flavour. Just make sure that you add a bit more salt into it. And if you are using a stock, I use a liquid stock or one of those little gel packs that I then mix with some liquid. Just watch the sodium content. So maybe taste your soup after a bit and then decide if you need more salt.
Yeah.
Typically, you know, vegetable stock has a bit of salt in it. All you've got to do is simmer it for a couple of minutes just to soften that spinach. And then what you've got is you've got half a cup of hazelnuts. And these hazelnuts, once you've toasted them and removed the skins, and if we've got time, I'll run through how to do that easily. Then you've got this beautiful, toasty, nutty flavour at the bottom of your, you know, at the sort of base of your soup.
Sure.
Throw in some salt, half a teaspoon of salt, good pinch of nutmeg, and a good handful of basil or parsley, doesn't matter which one, and cook that all for about 1 to 2 minutes. And then put it through a blender so that it's beautifully pureed. Throw it back in your saucepan, keep it warm, and you're done. And it's just, it's bright green, it's full of nutrition, it's amazing. And then I throw some lovely little croutons on top. So take some bread, cube it up, and throw it in a pan with a little bit of olive oil, some chili flakes, and some salt and pepper. And then you've got these beautiful golden crispy little croutons that take a bit of patience to cook properly. And then sprinkle those on top of your beautiful green soup, Jack. And it's a knockout soup, this. I know our listeners are going to love it.
Okay. Now, that sounds absolutely amazing. It's actually, you know what? It sounds kind of rich.
Yeah, you're right. With the nuts, it is. But the spinach kind of, you know, there's no dairy in this. So you've got the creaminess coming from the nuts. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you're right. It kind of, it's a full flavour, but not one that's going to drag you down.
Yeah.
And look, soup, you know, for winter, it's nourishing. It saves on your power bill, does a soup. If you're sitting at home cold today, because it is a bit nippy, you get some hot soup in you, and it's like this little internal heater.
Mm.
It's economical. It's all of that, you know. So that's why I think soups are, you know, I think in some ways they're underrated, but I just love a soup, and I've always got one on the go, and that's this one for today. So have I got time to run through how to skin hazelnuts or not?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put your oven on 180 degrees Celsius. And when you buy your hazelnuts, they've usually got a brown skin on them. They've been shelled, obviously, but they haven't been skinned. Throw them in a pan and just roast them off for 10 to 15 minutes. For goodness sake, keep an eye on them. I don't know how many pans of these I have overcooked in my lifetime. When they come out, wait until they cool enough for you to sort of handle them and scrunch the nuts between your hands. And that'll release that little skin on the outside of them. And then take the tray outside or the pan and just gently blow on them, and all those little skins will flutter away on the breeze, and then you've got these lovely toasted hazelnuts, and it just gives a different flavor to the soup, you know, than if you don't use toasted ones. But there you go.
Perfect. No, that sounds
green
amazing
soup.
Thank you so much, and what a great way to kick off a massive sporting weekend. A nice, nourishing, hearty lunch perhaps for our listeners today.